Greetings. I'm Joel, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. We've been talking about saving faith in Jesus Christ, which alone saves us. Our good works don't contribute anything to our salvation. Paul says, "For we hold that one is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law." Romans 3:28. So where do our good works fit in? There's a lot of debate about this among Christians, much of which centers around James 2, verses 14 to 26, where James writes, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." James is saying that faith must be accompanied by good works. Faith is the engine that chugs us to glory, but there must be a caboose of good works behind. Here James says faith obeys Jesus by considering the needs of the poor. Genuine faith does not wish someone who is in need well and just walk on by. I remember one time my wife and I were walking to church and I noticed the sister struggling with some burdens she was removing from her car. I kind of slowed for a moment to evaluate the situation, and I'm sure the expression of my face had concern, but I didn't really stop moving. My wife noticed my hesitation and said, "Go see if she needs a hand." What my wife was really saying was that my look of concern and slowed pace meant nothing. True concern has hands and feet. If all I do is pretend like I'm concerned and do nothing, when I'm able to do something, James says my concern is fake. And James will go on to say in verse 18, but someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one? You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless?" Apparently the first century was a society like ours. One that likes options. Fries or onion rings. Soup or salad. Ford or Chevy. Pick what you want. But James says that this is not how it works in the Christian life. It is not take your pick and you'll reach your destination. You don't get to pick the faith way or the works way. True faith will be characterized by a transformed life. You cannot confess you believe in God and then have no response to your belief in how you live. And James shows us how foolish that is. You believe that God is one? Wonderful. So do the demons. The demons who are not saved at least have a response to their belief. They shudder. So you better have some kind of activity, some good works, or else your faith is useless. James is saying simply, faith works. And then he provides us with a couple of case studies, the first being Abraham, verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works, and not by faith alone. So what does James mean when he says Abraham was justified by works? Is James disagreeing with Paul, who said we're justified by faith apart from works? Of course not. James is aware that Genesis 15 teaches Abraham looked at the stars, heard God's promise, and believed, and was justified before God. But James also knows that Abraham's faith demonstrated its vitality by its works. Abraham's work of offering up his son vindicated God's declaration that he believed. His works confirmed God's declaration that he was a man, a friend of God. Paul and James are in agreement that we are right before God the moment we first believe, but works justify in a secondary sense by proving God's declaration that we are right with him. And James concludes in verse 25, and in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Rahab was the prostitute in Jericho, who first professed God as Lord, Joshua 2:11, but her faith flowered as her actions saved the Israelite spies. And Rahab joins Abraham in the Hebrews 11 Hall of Faith. So question, why does James choose these two people? Well, they're at the opposite ends of the spectrum. Abraham is the father of all God's people. Rahab is a pagan prostitute. James is showing us that salvation is for all. And they show us obedience to the two greatest commands. Their faith is evident in Abraham showing his love for God and in Rahab showing her love for neighbors. I hope you see how important works are as we're heading to glory. Think of it this way. Most of us have cars. In order for us to get to where we need to go, we need to keep our vehicles in good working condition. This means we have to examine our cars every so often and make sure they'll be able to make it to our destination. If we would do such a wise thing for our earthly destinations, then wouldn't it even be more prudent to examine our faith in regards to our eternal destination? This passage in James is a perfect diagnostic tool. We're saved by faith in Jesus Christ, and it is His works apart from our works which saves us. Martin Luther may have actually struggled with this passage, but he understood one thing very well. When we're united to Jesus Christ, that faith which apprehends Jesus and what He has done becomes a busy little thing in our lives. Remember who you are and who you belong to.